The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you've joined me. And Iran threatens to nuke New York City specifically as America just yawns. Americans don't think anything could possibly ever happen. Americans have the attitude as they sit as a queen, and none of this could ever really happen. So there you have it, folks. For those of you who are long-time listeners, especially those of you who go all the way back to my days in Detroit radio, you know that I have been saying that Russia and Iran will nuke America. And people say, how could you have been saying that years and years ago, Ben? That's not possible. Well, it is, because I have used a biblical prophecy and I know where America is in the Bible, even though people don't believe it. And there's nothing I can do to convince them. And if you want to know, I can't throw that out there without saying, but the show isn't to go deep into biblical prophecy. But if you want to look it up yourself, just look up Mystery Babylon, Revelation 17 and 18, but mostly 18, because Revelation 17 is dealing with the religious aspect as well. And that's why people get confused. Prophecy has more than one meaning, and I want you to understand there's a religious aspect to it. So when you hear people say, well, no, that's talking about the church, and then, yeah, that's all true, but it's also talking about a great city, a real city. And I believe that is New York City. And I have in-depth stuff to prove that, but I can't go into that. And I know not everyone agrees, but that's all right. They don't have to. I've just been right on this stuff, and it just keeps coming true over and over. And my track record on political with stuff, just political stuff in general, is tremendous. So I would think people would learn. That's what I'm saying. People who have known me from way back in Detroit know that I'm ahead of things, and I say things and they sound crazy and then they come true. I mean, when I was telling people that Barack Obama would beat Hillary Clinton, I was saying that when everyone said that was crazy. I had my own family members said I was crazy. No, that's never going to happen. When Obama was unknown, you got to understand this. I'm talking about in the primary. I said, no, it's going to be Obama. I used biblical stuff then to figure that out, but people won't believe it, so I'm not even going to attempt to explain that. All right. So anyways, I told people and everyone said it was crazy, and then all of a sudden, Obama does beat Hillary in the primary, and I said, and he's going to beat whoever the Republicans put up. Now, I fought against Obama the whole time and tried to stop him from winning. I am a ultra-conservative, ultra-MAGA guy. I was against him. Anyone who heard me on the radio, I was just pounding Obama. But I also told the truth and said, but he's still going to win. No matter, I'm trying as hard as I can, but he's still going to win. I feel the same thing about what I'm talking about when I give you this news about Iran and Russia and the globalists. And I'm like, we can hold them back. There's things God can bring us through. Just like God brought us through the Obama presidency, even though how awful it was. And then we had a Trump. I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I can't change the fact that Iran and Russia is going to attack America. I can't change that I believe that, and that I know I'm going to be right, even though most people won't believe me. I know most people won't believe it. Most people will think I'm crazy. But just like I said, most people thought I was crazy about Obama. Obama did win. I didn't want it to be the case, but I still told everyone it was going to happen. This also proves that when I told everyone Trump was going to win, again, I was ahead of the curve, and I was telling everyone Trump's going to win, and not only that, he'll probably be the most conservative Republican president we have seen. When I was saying that on Detroit radio, people were saying I was crazy, let alone, wait a minute, Trump, this Playboy millionaire, is not going to be the most conservative. How would you know that, Ben? Well, I said, folks, he's speaking from his heart. A lot of times he gives speeches without it being scripted. That tells me he believes what he is saying. And therefore, I know he will be one of the most conservative presidents we've ever seen because he's speaking from his heart. It's the teleprompter people you have to worry about. The teleprompter people is who you worry about, not someone like Trump. And I was proven right. I'm going over this not because I'm being boastful. It's because I'm dealing with something right here that I know people don't believe. And I want to give you examples. This is just a few. You don't understand. I have been the head of the game on major stuff over and over and over and over again and knocking it out of the park of what is going to happen because God has blessed me with godly wisdom. It is not me. I'm not that smart. I'm an average Joe. But when I was 11 or 10 or 11 years old, I don't know what, maybe 10, maybe 11. I don't know, but it was one of those. I had prayed that I would be a wise man given godly wisdom when I was a kid hearing the story of Solomon. How did Solomon become the most wise man on the face of the earth who's ever lived? Because he asked God for wisdom. That was how. And as a kid, I said, well, that's what I want. I want wisdom. That's what I want. I'm going to pray for that. I still pray for it. But I started all the way back then. And I believe God actually has given me godly wisdom. I think I prove that when you look at my past videos, but especially some of the predictions that I make and then how they all start to happen. That's not me. I'm not boasting, but I have to give people, because I know a lot of people don't know my past. They don't know my track record. They have no idea. Most people are new to me because I have not been a national figure for a very long time. I've been a national figure for an extremely small period of time, and I don't have a huge national audience. I have a small national audience. It's not huge, but it's growing. And so the odds are you don't know anything about me because I'm a new national figure. But I you're just going to have to trust that what I'm saying is true about my past record. Now that I've said that, let me get into Iran threatening to blow up New York City. Those of you who have been longtime listeners know years ago I said this was going to be, and I named the countries, and I said it will be Russia and it will be Iran. And again, I use biblical prophecy, the destruction of Babylon. Anyway, if you go to Revelation 18, you're not going to find Russia and Iran, by the way. I need to make this clear. If you want more specifics, you have to go to Jeremiah 50 and 51. The Bible is like that. Sometimes you have to go to different parts of the Bible to get things to fill in. And that's why it's people who study it see these things, and the people who don't study it don't see these things. That's why. So Jeremiah 50 and 51 will give you a lot more about the king of the north and Persia, and you'll understand Persia is Iran. So I always knew it's going to be Russia and Iran. Now it's in the news. 6 months before Russia attacked the Ukraine, I started ramping up. Russia is going to attack America at some point, but Iran will be with them. And I made sure to always say, you're going to see Iran at some point in the news. You're going to see Iran going with Russia. Okay? You're going to see it. And people was like, why is this guy talking about? We were at peace. There was nothing going on. There was no Ukraine war. There wasn't even a hint in the news. There wasn't Russia building up. I mean, Russia had already built up years ago on the Ukraine border, but that was status quo. Nothing was going on. So I know a lot of you were thinking, why is Ben saying this? And then the Ukraine thing, you thought, oh, that's interesting. But then Russia started threatening America. And they went, well, I mean, Ben was talking about that. And yeah. And then even when Russia did that, I said, but I got to tell you, Russia's doing this, but Iran will be with them. I'm telling you, you watch for Iran. It's going to be Iran and Russia. And now, boom, there it is, Iran. Iran threatens to, and who did I say they would target? What city? New York. And where? What is this? Iran threatens New York City? Yes. Here is the New York Post. And when I saw this, I was shocked that Iran just flat out and said it. I was shocked. Because I knew this, but I thought they would keep it secret because it would be a surprise attack. But then I realized evil people always tell you what they're going to do ahead of time. You just have to watch for it because they want to boast. They want to say, see, we told you we were going to do it. They always do. The evil people who did the vaccine told you they were going to do this to the world. It was talked about. They practiced it. You just have to listen and look for the people. You just have to know. Well, I knew no one else is looking for this stuff with Iran. Hardly anyone in America is looking for this news. Yes, it makes the news, but they're not looking for it thinking when you see Iran and Russia say they're going to blow up America, that means America is going to get blown up at some point in time. I can't give you a time frame. I have no idea. It could be still years. I don't know. I'm just doing this. I'm not saying that God's speaking to me and telling me. No, that's not what's happening. I just know what to look for through godly wisdom. That's all. And I'm looking. And so when this pops out to me, because I've been watching for it, I knew it was going to happen at some point that Iran would be in the news. I didn't know it would be this blatant. This is blatant. I was like, holy cow, there it is. I knew it was coming at some point in time. And here it is. All right. I'm sorry if I talk too much. Let me get to the New York Post. But folks, you got to understand, I'm always conscious that there are new people. They don't know anything about my past and about my predictions of this stuff. So to them, this is not a holy cow moment. Only a few people in my audience are like, holy cow, Ben, you called it. You said it. You knew it. Yes, here it is. Here is some of the article from the New York Post. And it's not like I'm bringing you some weird news report. This is the New York Post.
Iran vows to build nukes if provoked, turn New York into hellish ruins. Iran has reportedly threatened to build nuclear warheads and warned that it has the capability to turn New York into hellish ruins amid stalled efforts to reinstate a nuclear deal between the county and world powers. Two Telegram channels with ties to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps posted a two-minute video Saturday that vowed to quickly start building nuclear bombs if the U.S. or Zionist regime make any stupid mistakes, according to Iran International, a London-based news outlet. The video claims secret underground facilities in Fordow, near Qom, are close to working to turn the Islamic Republic into a nuclear power and warned that its peaceful nuclear program could morph into a weaponized one with ease. The nuclear facilities of Fordow have been built deep under mountains of Iran and are protected against trench-busting bombs and even nuclear explosion, the video reportedly states. All infrastructures required for nuclear breakout have been prepared in it. The haunting video also claims that the Islamic Republic has ballistic missiles capable of turning New York into hellish ruins.
Folks, they wouldn't say this stuff. This is what you need to know. They wouldn't say this stuff if they didn't already have the nuclear weapons. Any intelligence agency person would tell you, unless they're morons, which I don't think they're morons. When a nation boasts about they will have this capability, if they were on the verge of having that capability, they'd be dead quiet, and you know it. When a country comes out and starts boasting, they're pretending like they don't have it. That means they have it now, and they've had it for a while, and they feel they can now boast because they're ready to do it. That's what it means. Trust me. That's what it means. Go talk to any intelligence officer and they will back me up and say that Ben guy's right on that. And how long have I been saying the North Korean nuclear tests were for Iran and Iran was paying North Korea to test it? That was a gut feeling, but I looked up past articles about North Korea and Iran's relationship, and they do have a relationship and it goes way back. So I don't have 100% concrete. This is it's always been an opinion of mine, but it was when North Korea stopped so quickly their nuclear testing that I thought they got their payment. That's what that is. They don't need to test anymore. You see, Iran can't do nuclear testing in Iran. Israel will strike them. But if Iran outsources their nuclear testing to North Korea, then they can have nuclear testing It looks like North Korea's doing it. Plus, of course, they'll give an agreement. Whatever we've developed, we'll give you that technology, North Korea, as long as you test it for us. So North Korea and Iran work together on the nuclear technology. And when they both have it, North Korea does the testing for both of them. Voila! It's not that complicated, actually. And it makes perfect sense, does it not? When you hear it, when you hear something that makes sense, there's something inside you that's like, oh, that is so makes sense. And I know when I say that, for some of you, that's what's happening. Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. Where are you getting that from? Godly wisdom. That's all. I'm not super smart. I'm telling you. It's just what it is. I don't want to go deep into that because I'm going to be wasting too much time. Let's move on. Next thing I want to get to is a video of Iran saying, and this is from Al Jazeera, saying they're capable of the nuclear bomb. Remember what I said. They wouldn't say it if they haven't already have it, if they didn't already have it. They're saying it. That means they have it and it's ready to go, or else they wouldn't say it. That would be stupid of them to say it if they didn't have it.
It was a rare announcement from Iran's Atomic Agency chief, Mohammad Islami. Comments which echo those made recently by another senior government figure.
It is no secret that we have become a nuclear threshold state, and this is a reality. It is also no secret that we have the technical capabilities required to manufacture a nuclear bomb.
It would be an advancement of Iran's nuclear program far beyond the limits outlined in a 2015 deal with the West.
The point here is he's even saying they have it. They have it. They have it already. They already have nuclear warheads. They're already sitting and waiting. And I told you it's going to be Iran and Russia. And now I'm starting to think. I wonder. See, Iran doesn't care. They're all about just wiping out the great Satan, which is America, not Israel. They will never nuke Israel. Folks, you need to understand this too. Iran will never nuke Israel. Their nuclear program is about destroying America and only America, and that's all it's ever been about. They can't nuke Israel because Israel is a holy site for Islam. They're not going to blow up the Dome of the Rock. They're not going to blow up the Temple Mount. It is a holy site for them. They're not going to radiate it so that they can't possess it. They want to possess Jerusalem. They don't want to blow it off the face of the earth. They want to push Israel and their people into the sea. That's what they say. They don't say they want to wipe it off the face of the earth, but they do say they want to wipe America off the face of the earth and decimate it, blow it up. And they're saying they want to blow up New York, and that's who they will hit first. And they're saying it, and they will. This is not me guessing. I know they will. I just don't know when. And if you want me to give you a time frame, that's cruel because it's really hard to say, but let me put it this way. I would be hard pressed to believe it would go past 2026. It could, but I would be shocked. I would think it's probably going to happen before 2026. I'll say that, but I could be totally wrong. Well, that's looking out. If you want me to say, well, how quickly can it happen? Well, they already have it. I know they already have it. That's why they're touting. They're ready to do it is what that means. It's not that they already have it. They're touting that they could have it means they're already prepared to do it. So that means it could happen. And I don't think it would happen tomorrow. But I do think it could happen anytime September and on. And the only reason why I say September and on is because of September 11th. It will be 21 years, which is 3 7-year periods. 3 7-year periods of the anniversary of 9/11, which I believe 9/11 was a warning to America from God. It was allowed because it was a warning, and that would be 3 21-year periods. I won't go into deep in what that all means. I won't, but that's why I'm saying I really think you should start watching in September. It could go past 2020. It could go all the way 2040, I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm telling you, the danger zone is probably from September on. You should realize we're in danger. And remember, Russia is threatening. Think about when I warned this, none of this was in the news. I said Russia and Iran. Iran has, on record, in front of the world, said they want to blow up America. Okay? On record. In mainstream news. And Russia has said, we will nuke America. On record. In mainstream news. Have threatened and said, if you cross this line, which America did cross those lines, we will nuke you. We've already crossed those lines. And that the line was taking them off the SWIFT system, the banking system. Putin said, if America does that, they believe that that's an act of war and they feel they are justified in nuking us. They haven't done it yet, but they've said that. That was in mainstream news. So the two countries I said, when everything was peaceful, quiet, nothing, I said Russia and Iran will be the ones who attack America with nuclear weapons. They're the ones, not China. China's threatening and doing with Taiwan. That's a whole other thing. China might want to invade after the initial attack. That's a whole different thing. But I've always said, not China. I don't see that. What I see is Russia and Iran. And now, who are the two countries that have given America the biggest nuclear threat, verbal threats of nuking their country ever on the history in the history of America? Russia and Iran. So let me play you this news clip from the BBC about Russia, because maybe some people don't even believe Russia has.
President Putin has ordered Russia's strategic nuclear forces to be placed on high alert. He says Western leaders have made aggressive statements about Russia. And he also says that international sanctions are illegitimate. Boris Johnson has described the move as a distraction from the reality of what's going on here in Ukraine, while the US denounced it as completely unacceptable. Here's our Moscow correspondent, Steve Rosenberg.
From the Kremlin, a pointed message to the West. Don't push Russia. President Putin summoned his military chiefs and gave them an order.
Top officials of leading NATO countries are making aggressive statements about our country. Therefore, I'm ordering the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff to put the strategic nuclear forces on special alert.
And they are on special alert, and they're in Nicaragua, which is like the Cuban Missile Crisis, but the media yawned at that too. America is yawning. And I have been warning about this, and now that it's in the news, most people will still yawn and laugh at me. Keep laughing. Keep laughing, because it ain't going to be funny when you're not prepared. There will be people who survive this, but it ain't going to be the people who are laughing. Folks, I'll end with this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. You better know that. We're getting close. I feel it. I warned you. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.